You're in the altar praying. Do not let me hinder you. You take your time. While you turn into Luke chapter number 22, I want to take just a second to tell the church how much I appreciate you. I don't know what we'd have done this week without you guys. Y'all are such a blessing. No matter what, you're always there, and I thank God for you. It's been one of the toughest weeks of my life. The only thing that would have made it tougher would be not knowing where Papa's at. Well, I'm glad tonight. I know where he's at. He's in heaven. And I appreciate God for his mercy and for his grace. I honestly thought I couldn't preach his funeral right up to about the time of the funeral, and the Lord just gave me peace. He said, I've stood there with you before. I'll stand there with you again. And I felt like he did. I just want to tell y'all how much I love y'all. And I know people have asked me several things, And with this week, the things that you'd called and asked, I forgot. I just really, things just got out of mind, man. I had my focus on my mama, and it's hard seeing your mama hurt, but I don't like that one little bit. But again, thanks for everything. Won't you look at Luke chapter number 22 tonight? Luke 22 and verse, I'm just going to look at one verse. Keep your Bible out, though. We're going to look at some scriptures tonight. I'm going to preach. Here's my title tonight. Watch out for the devil. I have fought him tooth and nail all week long. Every time I turn around, he's sticking his face up. I think he knew five people is going to get saved this morning. Amen. Every time I turn around, he's rearing his ugly head. And I just want to say publicly, I hate his guts. I hate what he puts God's children through. But here's what I hate worse, what we allow him to put us through. I preached a message years ago, and the title of it was this: the devil cannot defeat you without your permission. Let me say it again. The devil cannot defeat you without your permission. Amen. If you sin, you sin willfully. Is that right? Come on, talk to me. You sin willfully. I'm watching families and I'm watching people who are getting excited about the things of God and really getting rooted and grounded in the book and getting faithful in church. And just as soon as I see them get on their feet and get going good, bam, the devil hits with this. And then bam, he hits with that. And it just seems like it's one thing after another. Let's stick our tongue out at him tonight and tell Jesus on him. Amen. Let's just make an ugly face at him and tell Jesus, hey, get this sucker off me. I'll read the scripture in a minute. I heard a televangelist one time on the television. He was, he's a big faith healer and all that. And he is up there saying, I command thee, Lucifer. You don't command Lucifer nothing. There's one that has power over him, and you ain't it. The only thing you can do is tell Jesus on him. Amen. I want to show you how the devil is. Look at verse number 31 of Luke 22. The Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to, say the next word with me, have you, that he may sift you as wheat. I love the first phrase in the next verse. That Jesus said, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. The Lord said, Simon, the devil has desired to have you. To have you. I got to thinking about those two words, to have you. That means literally to take possession of. We all right? Had a family get mad one time and left the church. Because Brother Alan Parker, got a lot of people leave the church because of Alan Parker. I'm just kidding, brother. He was teaching in Sunday school, and he said that a Christian can be demon-possessed. They got mad and left the church. Brother Charles called me, and he said, I don't know what to think about that. What do you think? I said, I'll tell you what, dude. I said, why don't you call our hero, Brother Randy Pike, and ask him Brother Charles called Brother Randy and said, Brother Randy, I got a question. Can a Christian be possessed with a demon? Brother Randy said, why, your church is full of them. Amen. He can't possess your soul, but he can possess that flesh if you give it to him. Y'all better stay with me. I'm trying to save a marriage tonight. I'm trying to save a teenager tonight. I'm trying to save a home tonight. Hey, you better wake up. He has a desire to possess you. You ever seen anybody demon possessed? Literally. I've heard another voice come out of a boy's mouth. Oh, yeah. Hey, it's real. If they were real in the New Testament and kids were throwing themselves in the fire, they're just as real today. Amen. And by the way, they don't die.
That's right, preacher.
They're eternal. So if they were here then, they're here now. Right. I'm going to get sidetracked here, but it'd be worth it. I think Hollywood's hooked in with that stuff.
Yes, sir.
I believe it is. I believe Hollywood is hooked in with that demonic stuff. There's too much of that stuff they come out with in them movies that's just, it's too close.
Amen.
And if you watch that kind of demonic stuff, you're crazy.
Amen.
Amen. I remember when I was a kid, I remember the first time The Exorcist came on TV, I watched it. I didn't sleep for a month. Man, you know, the only thing, that stuff, that ain't funny, man. That stuff's real.
Yeah.
Just as sure as I'm standing here tonight, there is a real devil, there's a real hell, and there's a devil that has a desire, and that's to possess you.
Amen.
He wants control of your life.
Amen.
And if you're not careful, you will hand over the keys.
Amen.
If you're not careful, you'll hand over the keys. How is it that somebody that gets so on fire for God, somebody who gets off of drugs and gets on off of alcohol, and the next thing you hear, they're back?
Yeah.
Don't die on me. Man, you think, well, bless God, they got it. They're in. They'll never go back again. And the next time you turn around, there they are, right back in the slot that God pulled them up out of. What happened? There's a real devil out there. And he's after you, and he's after our children. He's after your marriage. He's after every relationship in our lives. He wants to make you mad. Get you out of this church. Amen. He'll sit up on your shoulder and say, I wouldn't listen to preaching like that. So-and-so talked about you, blah, 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 blah. And he'll give you 1,000 reasons not to come. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. The devil is after you. He desires to have you. He desires to have you. Now, how many of you think the Lord wants him to have you? No. How many of you think it's the Lord's will we go back into sin? How many think it's the Lord's will we get out of church and get our children away from the things of God? No, God's will is for you to stay in. And if that's God's will for you, God can help you to stay there. Are you listening? God will help you. We can beat the devil with his help. I'm telling you, we can put him on the run with his help. But we don't need to be handing over the keys to our life, control of our life, control of our flesh, control of our mind. I want to show you 4 or 5 things right quickly tonight. My foot is killing me. I thought about sitting down to preach, but I won't be long, I promise. I want you to notice his desires. His desires. The Lord said he has desired to have you. The devil desires to have you. And it's not because he loves you.
Amen.
And it's not because he cares for you. It's because of his hatred for God. And you belong to God. And if he can pull you away from God, hey, he's giving God a black eye, so he thinks.
Yeah. Amen. Come on, preacher.
It ain't really about you at all. It's about God.
Yeah.
Same way it was with old Job. The book of Job ain't about Job. It's about God and Satan. Are we okay tonight? His desire, the Lord said to Peter, was to sift him. To sift him. To take something out of him. That's what you do when you sift. You're removing something. You're running it through that screen. Y'all remember Granny Sifter? Y'all know what I'm talking about, a sifter? You run that flour through there and it gets the lumps out of it. The devil has a desire, and it's to take something out of you. It's to take the spirit out of you.
Amen.
It's to take your desire away from you for the things of God. Amen. That's why so many people come to church and they're not getting fed. Some people come to church and they never open their Bible. They sit there. I guarantee you somebody right now got a cell phone in their hand. You know what the devil's doing? He's trying to get something out of you. God's trying to put something in you, and the devil's trying to take something out of you. His desire is to sift you and then to strip you. He never adds to your life, ever. God does the adding. I'm come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. The Lord is the one who adds. The devil is a subtractor. What he does, he starts to sift you a little bit, and he keeps going, he keeps that sifter going, and he gets the joy. But he don't just take the joy, he trades you for some bitterness. He'll take the joy out of your heart, and he puts some bitterness down in there. Amen. I love it when the kids sing, I got the joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Thank God for the joy of the Lord. The Bible said the joy of the Lord is my strength. I've got to have his joy or I am most miserable. And the devil knows the joy of the Lord is my strength, and that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me straight. That's what keeps me preaching. That's what keeps me right with my wife. It's the joy of the Lord. And if the devil can take that joy away, with that joy goes my desire to serve God. With that joy goes my desire to see people born again. His desire is to sift you, to strip you, and to strike you out. Amen. I know some Christians, no doubt in my mind, Brother Allen, they're saved, but they're done. They're done. Somebody said, well, they could get back in church. Yeah, they could, but they won't. Worst thing in this world to be, it's not a lost man. For a lost man, there's hope. A backslidden Christian is the worst thing in this world to be. A Christian whose feelings have been hurt. We're not mad, preacher, we're just hurt. A hurt Christian, a backslidden Christian, many of them, they're not coming back. Y'all all right? What happened? They got in that sifter. They got stripped. They got struck out. If they died, would they go to heaven? If they're saved, of course they will. But they sure are missing out on something this side of heaven. The devil has a desire, and Jesus told Simon Peter what it was. He said, it's to have you. Now listen, I know this is real simple tonight. Don't let him have you. Don't let him have you. If he's got a hold of you right now, take yourself back. Get your hands off of me. Get out of my life. Are we all right? I'm telling you, I'm talking to somebody. You won't be here this time next year if you don't listen. You're on the verge. In your heart and your mind, you're already out. The devil's after some people. I wish, the thing I hate most, I don't want to use the word hate, that's kind of strong. The thing I dislike most about being a pastor is having to hear what's going on in this place. Having to hear some of the junk that I have to hear. Having to hear what some people that I love with all my heart allow the devil to do in their hearts and lives. Jason told me something when I come in tonight, broke my heart. I can't control people. I can preach this book to you. I can tell you what's right and what's wrong. I can tell you all day long, the devil's after you, the devil's after you, the devil's after you. But when you realize it, and you make up your mind, ain't nothing going to happen. His desire. Now I want you to look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. No, 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Take your Bible, turn. I want you looking at it. 2 Corinthians chapter number 2. I'm not preaching mean tonight. I'm not even preaching hard tonight. Man, I'm on your side. I'm in your corner. I'm on your team. I want the team to win. Amen. This is like, come on, you can do it. Amen. You can win. The devil don't have to beat you all the time. Now listen, he beats me every now and then, but not on a daily basis. I lose some battles, but I'm winning the war. We not only see the devil's desires, but I want you to notice his devices. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 11. Watch this. Lest Satan should get, and say the next word with me, advantage of us. For we are not, say the next word, ignorant of his devices. My grandmother used to call them tools. She'd say, that's a tool of the devil. She said, son, that rock and roll music, that's a tool of the devil. Amen. She said, that's a tool of the devil. I remember seeing something on television. Now, country music, it was fine. She watched Hee Haw every Saturday night. Wasn't nothing wrong with Hee Haw, but that rock and roll music was a tool of the devil. I told y'all the story about trading a Barlow pocket knife, didn't I, for playing cards at school? I was just in like the second grade, and as a boy doing magic tricks, he had bicycle playing cards. And he'd do them things, you know, and he'd do a trick, pick a card. And I said, man, I'll trade you a Barlow pocket knife for them cards. He said, really? I didn't tell him the tip was broke off of it. But anyway, we swapped. And I said, you got to show me how to do that magic trick and how to shuffle them things like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Where you do that, put them together. Anyway, I went flying in the house, set my book bag down on the kitchen table. I said, Granny, come here, sit down. I got to show you something. She sat down. She said, what is it, baby? And I reached in my book bag, and I pulled out them cards. I said, Granny, watch this. Oh, she had a cow right there. Oh, baby, that's a tool of the devil. That leads to gambling, darling, and gambling's a sin. She said, they're full of demons. Yeah. She took me in the living room. There's a fire in the fireplace. She set me down on her knee, and she said, I want you to watch. I want you to watch the demons go up the chimney. And she started flicking them cards in the fire. And sure enough, the flames turned green and yellow and blue. She said, there they go. She said, there they go. Good riddance. Get out of my house. Brother, I ain't never played odd and even. I promise you, I don't have a gambling problem. If somebody in this church wins the lottery, it won't be me. Why? I learned at an early age it was a tool of the devil. We ought not to be ignorant of his devices. How many times have you stepped into the trap of the devil and looked yourself in the mirror and said, stupid? Stupid. How many of you know what sin is? How many of you know it's sin when you're doing it? Every one of us do. Somebody would help me preach tonight. Every one of us do. We all do. And yet we do it and we go, oh, man, like that V8 commercial. You know, what was I thinking? His devices. The devil has some devices out there. And I thought about running through a bunch of them. Here's what I want you to think about. What's your device? What's the device that gets to you? You see, what bothers you may not bother me. You say, well, preacher, I don't know what my device is. I'll tell you how to find out. What sin do you confess the most? Think about it. What sin do you confess the most? Don't tell me you've never confessed the same sin more than once. Keep doing it. Don't give up. Confess it. One day you might get victory over it. We're not to be ignorant of his devices. The devil knows how to get to me. He knows exactly how to get to me. And if he knows how to get to me, I guarantee you, he knows how to get to you. His devices are designed to trick you. How many times do you just play right into his hand? Huh? I mean, just there it is, black and white on your telephone, Facebook. You see something, and you know you shouldn't, but you respond. I guarantee you half the people, not everybody, but half the people in this church wouldn't want me reading their Facebook. Well, it got quiet. It's just a tool of the devil, man. I'm not saying it can't be used right. I know it does. There's nothing wicked on my mama's Facebook, I guarantee you, or Granny Faye's. computer's not an evil thing.
Amen, brother.
It's what evil men do with that computer.
Amen.
Are we okay?
Yeah.
He's setting us up. Amen. There is junk out there that is more accessible than it ever has been.
Amen.
To our kids.
Yeah.
Are we okay?
Yeah.
Man, he's there to trick you. I remember a mother getting mad at me because I said her 15-year-old, I was preaching from the pulpit, I said a 15-year-old girl should not be allowed to be alone with a boy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, ladies, get mad right there.
Yeah.
So did she. She got mad. Told me her daughter was mature enough to date. I said, no, she's not.
Yeah.
No, she's not. Her body's going through so many changes, she don't know if she's coming or going. You put your daughter, 15 years old, alone in a car with a boy at night, you're an idiot. Help me, men. How many of you remember 16? How many of you remember what was on your mind 24/7? We okay? Mama got mad. My daughter can handle it. I got an Australian Shepherd at the house, and he loves Alpo. I can put it in his bowl, and I can stand there, and I can tell him to sit, and he won't touch it. He'll stand there till I tell him to go ahead and eat. But if I walk away, you know what that dog's going to do? It's going to eat. You know why? Because it's a dog. It comes natural to him. I don't know why I'm on this, but you put two youngins together alone at night. That flesh, it's going to eat. Why? Because it's a dog too. Amen. They do what comes natural. By the way, boys with boys and girls with girls ain't natural. You know that's the big thing in public schools now? For girls to have a lesbian experience? Y'all don't dry up on me. That's popular. The devil, his desire, his devices, they will trick you. Then they will trap you. I've been in a trap before. Huh? I'm the kid who had to touch it just to see if it was hot. Amen. I'm the kid had to try it just to see if it would burn you.
Yeah.
Don't touch that. It's hot. Yeah, it is. That's been me my whole life. I gotta see. No, I don't. I really don't. Why couldn't I take somebody's word for it when they said that'll hurt you? But once you touch the fire, it's too late. You're burned. I'm telling you, the devil, look out for him. He has a desire, and that's to have you. He has devices, that's to trick you, to trap you, and to tempt you. Remember what the Lord said about temptation? He didn't say it wouldn't come. But he said with it, he would make a way of what? Escape. There's a back door to sin. You can get out of it. Nobody makes you do it. We sin because we have a will. Amen. We let that flesh rule our inner man. That Holy Spirit that's in us. It's supposed to be that Holy Spirit ruling that flesh. We okay? His desires, his devices. I want you to look at Revelations chapter number 12. Last book in your Bible. Revelations chapter number 12. I'm trying to hurry. There's more in this than I thought there was. I don't want to lose nobody else. Brother Jason, I don't want to lose another. Chances are we will, but preaching like this will help. Somebody realize, I've had three different people in this church this week tell me the devil is giving them fits. I know he's on the rampage. This is the last days, friend. He is fast and furious. Where did I tell y'all to go? Okay, I didn't go myself. Let me get there. Revelation chapter number 12. Won't you look with me at verse number 9. The Bible said, and the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which what? Deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. We've got his desires, his devices. Now I want you to notice his deceptions. His deceptions. You know where he'll deceive you first? In your mind. He'll get you to thinking. I'm going to be careful right here. I ain't after nobody individually. I ain't pointing nobody out. Hand me your phone, Levi. Now look here. I've known this girl her whole life. How old are you, Brandy? 35. I've known her 35 years. Her entire life. She's like a little sister to me. But this girl who I've known her whole life and is like a little sister to me, I have no business chatting with her. Are we okay?
Yeah.
I promise you, I start to say swear, but I shouldn't say that. I promise you, I'm not trying to hurt nobody tonight.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, God would use a clean relationship.
Yeah. Amen, preacher. Yeah.
God can take something that's harmless and get that thing all sorts of twisted up.
That's right, preacher.
That's why I set a guard. Are y'all okay? Somebody said, why don't you get Facebook or Twitter? I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Because I'd have to look at every lady in this church and say, I'm sorry, I can't be your friend. Let me ask you men a question. I'm going to bump this and I'm going to go, okay? How many of your wives would get mad if you were texting back and forth with a lady? Come on, talk to me. Raise your hand. Would your wife get upset? What's the difference? What's the difference in texting a woman and Facebooking a woman? It's inappropriate. Now, if it's a single man and he's friends with a single woman, that's normal. Boy, it's quiet. I wish my wife was here. She'd say amen. Are y'all listening? I'm trying to help you. I'm telling you, the devil is after you. And he don't play fair. He'll take something perfectly innocent and get that thing twisted up. His deceptions. He'll tell your mind, ain't nothing wrong with that. Preacher's crazy. Preacher's lost his mind. You better listen. Every affair didn't start with two naked people in a bed. Are we okay?
Yes, sir.
Started right here.
Amen.
Started right here. Started innocent. I tell you how freaky I am about it. I love my wife so much, I don't let the maids clean my motel room. That's a fact. Levi's traveled with me. He'll tell you, I need more towels. I'll stop one in the hall and say, hey, I need some towels. But I check in that motel room. That do not disturb sign goes on my door and it stays till I'm gone. You say, that's ridiculous. No. No. I don't think I can be too safe. I don't think I can be too precautious. Especially when you look like this. I mean, it's... have to be very careful. Put my glasses back on. Hey, it's my sermon. Let me do it. You can be good looking when you preach. Amen. He'll deceive your mind. Are you listening to me? He'll deceive your mind. That's like these people. I've got friends who go to these contemporary churches. And you know what? They used to believe what I believe. I'm talking about good people. God fearing, love God. And they in one of them psychedelic churches, man, that got a rock band and NIV for a Bible. What happened? They got deceived. The devil said, ain't nothing wrong with that. Don't you look at your Bible. That's how it started. That's how it started. The devil came as a serpent and said to Eve, why don't you eat that fruit? Well, God said, if I eat that fruit, I'm going to die. Oh, now, that ain't what God meant. Don't tell me he ain't never done that to you. Don't tell me he ain't never deceived your mind. Not just to sin, but he'll deceive your mind as to somebody's talking about you. I know people who've got such a complex. They think the whole world's out to get them. Man, they might be somebody out to help you. That's what I'm trying to do tonight. I'm trying to salvage some things. I want to see the devil run down the road. His deceptions, he'll deceive your mind. Now watch this carefully. He'll deceive your morals. We're living in a deceived nation. Are you listening to me? I never dreamed I'd see a day in America when preaching against homosexuality was considered a hate crime. I don't hate homosexuals. I hate homosexuality. When we stood against that gay magazine at the Blockbuster, I had to meet down here at the police station with the police chief and the head of the gay coalition at the college in Carrollton. What's that called? West Georgia College. That little old boy, sweet little old kid, man. And I mean, he was that way, but I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, he was just like a good-looking kid, like a normal, everyday boy. And he sat across the table from me, and his eyes teared up. I'll never forget what that boy said. He said, "Sir, why do you hate me?" Then I started crying. I said, "Son, I don't hate you. I don't hate you at all. I said, I hate homosexuality because it's a sin just like any other sin. But I love you." He said, "I wouldn't be welcome in your church." I said, "On the front row." I said, "Son, I'm not against you. I'm against this." And I opened the book to the graphic cartoons and things that were showing. And it had Big Bird on the cover. They were targeting children. I said, "Is that something you would want your little boy to open up and see?" He said, "No, sir." I said, "It's this high off the floor at Blockbuster. That's all I asked was for him to move it." Our morals are twisted. You know what the devil does? Starts right there. Amen. You know how he done it? He put them on TV and made it funny. And America sat back laughing at the funny boy. Our morals, man, they're gone. They're gone. I got a neighbor across the street. I've tried to get him to come to church. I'm talking about a young couple in their 20s, probably mid to late 20s. Got three or four little kids running around, and they're loud people. Y'all know what I'm talking about, loud people? They don't talk. They yell all the time. I mean, just loud. And it echoes off the trees behind my house, and it sounds like they're in my yard. That woman has got the foulest mouth, worse than any man I've ever seen. She don't just scream and cuss at her husband. She screams and cusses at her children. Morals, they're gone. Amen. Christians, hey, we ought not to cuss. Amen. You hear what I said? Amen. I mean, you might let something slip if you hit your thumb with a hammer. But then we ought to ask God to forgive us. Amen. Are y'all all right? Man, we ought to be morally clean. The devil has twisted up the minds of Christians in America. Twisted up their minds and twisted up their morals. Are you listening? I used to know, and I forgot several years ago, I looked it up on the interweb and got the statistics of divorce among Christians. It was pretty high. I can't remember what it was, but it was way up. I was shocked. What happens? The devil twists up your mind. Mess up your thinking, your mind, your morals. Let me move on. I got to quit. John chapter number 10. Go back to John. Y'all doing okay? John chapter number 10. Listen, do not come in my office in the next few weeks and tell me you're leaving your wife. After hearing this and reading these verses together, you have no excuse not to do right by your spouse. That goes for ladies too. His desires, his devices, his deceptions. I want you to notice his destruction. His destruction. John chapter 10, look at verse number 10. The Bible said the thief cometh not but for to steal and to what?
Kill
and to what?
Destroy.
He said, I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. Listen, the devil, his desire is not just to sidetrack you. His desire is to waylay you.
Amen.
He don't want you off track. He wants you out.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He wants to destroy your life. I had a preacher friend of mine got caught up in adultery. Had another preacher friend of mine thought it was his job to travel the country and spread the preacher that messed up, spread all his sin, tell everybody about it, name names and all that kind of stuff. You know what? It wasn't a year. That preacher was running around the country talking about that other preacher. He did the same thing.
Amen.
Did the exact same thing. You better be careful.
Amen.
The devil will destroy you.
Yeah.
His destruction. He wants to destroy your family. Listen, I know we have divorced people in this church, and I thank God for you. God sent you here because we love you. You understand that? I let divorced men stand in this pulpit and preach. Y'all all right? Amen. I have divorced men teaching Sunday school class. We love them. God's not done with them. God can still use them. Now, don't go out of here and say Brother Eddie hates divorced people, because that's just not true. Well, what I'm trying to do tonight is prevent more.
Amen.
How many of you men desire for your little boy to call somebody else dad? I remember telling my daddy when my first stepmother, I had four. I told my daddy when my first stepmama, I said, I am not calling her mama. I meant that business. I didn't call the first one mama, didn't call the second one mama, didn't call the third one mama, didn't call the fourth one mama. Y'all all right?
Amen.
Man, I didn't want my son growing up. I didn't want to see my son every other weekend.
Yeah.
Now listen, if that's happened to you, don't get me wrong. I'm preaching to people who it ain't happened to.
Amen.
I'm preaching to people who can avoid that. His desire or his destruction. He wants to destroy your family. He wants to destroy your faith.
Yeah.
He wants to destroy your fruit.
Yes, sir.
He is a master of disaster.
Yes, sir.
He is good at destroying. Have any y'all ever witnessed the devil destroy a life? Have you ever watched him? We've watched it over and over in this church this year. People who had potential. People who I thought were going to make it.
Amen.
And the devil's just... He ain't quitting anytime soon. He's going to keep hammering and hammering and hammering and hammering. Don't give in. Don't give in. He wants to destroy your family, your faith. He wants to destroy your fruit. A backslid Christian don't produce fruit. Amen. I don't know if this is five or however many it is, but let me hurry. His desires, his devices, his deceptions, his destruction. I want you to notice this. According to 1 Peter chapter 5, you ain't got to turn there. Verse number 8, he devours. He devours. That means consumes. Be sober. That means pay attention. Be alert. Be sober, be vigilant for your adversary. You know what an adversary is? It's an enemy. It's not a friend. It's a foe. For your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You say, well, it won't happen to me. It's happened to better than you.
Amen.
It's happened to better than me.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so careful.
Yeah. Amen.
Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
I've seen greater preachers than me go down. It don't take much to be a greater preacher than me, but I've seen some good men fall and never get up again. He will devour you. I watch people. If you ever watch somebody give their life to drugs and watch the drugs literally kill them, it devours. I don't want to embarrass Brandy, but when she came here that first Sunday, I didn't know who she was. I've known her all her life. I didn't know who she was. Thank God she looks like Brandy now. But that's what that stuff does. The devil puts that in your head. I'll just do it one time. Yeah. That thing gets its claws into you. And it starts killing you from the inside out. He will devour your time, your talent, your testimony. You know, a good testimony is the hardest thing in the world to get, but the easiest thing in the world to lose. Ain't everybody ain't talking about you when you get right with God, but boy, mess up.
Amen.
Now, they won't never put in the Villarica paper, 5 bus kids got saved at Happy Valley on Sunday. But boy, let me do something stupid. 2, 5, and 11 would be in our yard. Are you all right? Why? The world wants us to mess up. The what? Let me say it again. The world wants us to mess up. That's why I hated that so bad when that preacher in Indiana got messed up with a minor, an underage girl. And every time they'd have it on the news, such and such Baptist church, I was like, oh, man. Man, don't you know the devil's sitting there going, ha, 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 ha. That's the largest Baptist church in the world. Yeah. He enjoyed the fire out of that. He will devour your time, your talent, and your testimony. Man, these girls that gave their testimony at what we call the Hope Conference, man, that was awesome. That little old boy, I hadn't seen him since he's a kid. I never knew he even got on drugs. Old Josh Bell stood right here and gave his testimony. Man, that blessed my heart.
Amen.
He started apologizing to his dad. Boy, and I thought, glory to God. Do you know what? The devil did take about that long for the devil to snatch him right back down. He'll devour you. Now listen, there's good news. There's one that can deliver you. There's one that can deliver you. Look around and get discouraged.
Yeah.
Look within and you find yourself disgusted.
Yeah.
But if you'll look up,
yeah.
You might find yourself delivered.
Yeah.
You know one of my favorite songs to sing? He set me free.
Yeah.
He set me free.
Yeah.
Once like a bird in prison I dwelt. Woo! No freedom from my sorrow I felt. But then Jesus came and listened to me. Thank God he set me free.
Amen.
You say, preacher, I don't think the devil's after me. You're next.
Yeah.
You're next. I know he's after me. I know he's after me every day of my life.
Amen.
That's why I'm so goofy about hotel rooms and women's phone numbers and all that kind of stuff. Y'all all right?
Amen.
I'm going to stay that way. I'm a happily married man, and I'm going to stay a happily married man. I've come too far. Amen. Every one of us are capable of any sin. You understand that? Somebody said, well, I don't believe a Christian can do. Oh, it'd blow your mind what a Christian can do. A Christian can do anything a lost man can do. He just ain't going to get away with it. Devil, he's after you. Watch out for him. He'll meet you on the job tomorrow.
Yeah.
He may get in the car with you to go home tonight.
Yeah.
He's after your children. He's after your marriage. He's after your life. Yes. Did you name in your heart or in your mind what his device is in your life?
Yeah.
Did you think about it? Mm-hmm. What's that thing you keep confessing over and over and over and over and over tonight? Maybe we'll just come one more time and say, God, deliver me. Let's stand our feet tonight. Brother Todd, you and Ashley come and sing a verse. I know the preaching's been a little bit hard this morning and tonight, but man, I'm sick of the devil. I'm tired of him beating on my people. I don't like it. And I'm not preaching hard at you, I promise you. That was to help you tonight. Just mind God tonight.